Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In our churches, in our denominations, in the ministry, emphasis has been placed on knowledge about God. Who's qualified to be in this position or to lead? Or people look for folks with degrees in theology. Is that right? But the truth is, a man or a woman may have their doctorate in divinity. They may understand and can read Greek and Hebrew and Chaldean and Aramaic, etc., etc. But if they don't love God, they're not qualified to lead anything of God. Come on, can you see this? Our emphasis has been off. It's been too much on knowledge about God instead of from a genuine heart loving God. We're not going to impress God with our knowledge. Right? How in the world could you? Any knowledge you got, He gave it to you. Is that right? He knew it before you did. He's the one who showed you. And compared to what He knows, you don't know anything yet. So you can't qualify with Him and impress Him with your knowledge, what you know. What will touch Him? What will reach Him? And you can have this strong and barely know anything. I said you can have this strong and barely know anything. It's what? You love Him. He knows you love Him. Hallelujah. The devil knows you love Him. Other people that watch you can tell that you love Him. And if you really love Him, the same, the one that loves Him, is known of Him. What does that mean? We'll go to John 14. We'll remind ourselves of what that means. You might say, well, doesn't God know everybody? No, He doesn't. He knows about everybody, but in this sense, remember Jesus said, He was going to say to some people, depart from Me. I never what? I never knew you. Knowing in the biblical sense of experiencing intimate fellowship with. Who does God know in the sense of them experiencing Him and fellowshipping with Him, getting to know Him intimately? Who? Not those that just have a bunch of degrees and think they know a lot about Him. If that's all, that's not enough. Who does He reveal Himself to? Those who love Him. Hallelujah. Those who love Him. Can you see one of the things the Spirit of God is saying to us? Let's get the emphasis off of knowledge and on to loving Him. Now, sure, we want to know more, for sure. But more important than what we know is who we love.
Yes, amen.
In John 14 and 15, John 14, 15 says, if you love Me, what will you do? If you love Him, He said, you will do what I tell you. Now, that's contrary to some social ideas of love. But this is the truth. Skip on down to verse 21. He brings it up again. He that has My commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves Me. Now, we're going to get into this in some detail later on, I believe. But how can you tell if somebody loves God? It's not just the ones who say they love God. It's the ones who do what He tells them to do. That's how you can tell who really loves God. It's not hard to discern. And if you say, well, I've rarely done what he told me to do, but I love him with all my heart. No, you don't. That's just not true. That's not true. He that, that went over big, didn't it? Could you feel that? Like I said, people have social ideas, secular, worldly ideas, ungodly ideas of what love is. But here's the truth. If you love him, then you're going to choose him over other people and other things. And you're going to choose his will and to please him and to obey him. If you choose to do something different from what he said, I'm demonstrating, if we do that, that we love this instead of him. If we choose them instead of him, no matter what you say, you love them instead of him. What we choose and what we love shows who we are and what we are. If you love God and you love good, you are good. If you love evil and do evil, you are evil. Can you see this? What you love is what you choose. And what you love and choose is what you are. That's what we are. In fact, a lot of people have looked up longingly into the sky and go, why am I here? Why are we here? You're hearing the answer right now. There are gurus and sages that have been chanting for months trying to find the answer to this mystery, and you are hearing it right here. I'm telling you, you are. Why are we here? We are here to choose. We have this little brief life down here with an opportunity to show who we are and what we are by what we choose.
Amen.
If you choose to believe him and love him and follow him, you have revealed, your heart is revealed that you are a worthy one. Amen. You are one that will be his throughout eternity. If during a whole opportunity of a lifetime, you repeatedly reject him and refuse to believe in him and you love everything else more than you love him, your heart has been proven you are not a worthy one.
That's right.
And you will not be his. And with him for eternity. What we love is what we choose. And what we love and choose is what we are.
Amen.
Shows our heart. Which makes you look good for being here in church this morning. You could have chosen to be somewhere else.
Yep.
Is that right?
That's right.
Doing something else.
Yep.
But you chose to be here. Why? Why are you here? I know you like us and we like you. But it's more than that.
Yes.
Right? I'm not just here because I like you and you're not just here because you like me. Right?
Right.
It's more than that.
Right.
It's bigger than that.
Yes.
You love him.
Yes.
Come on, you won't agree with it.
Yes.
I said you love him. And you have chosen him.
Yes.
And we love him.
Yes.
And we have chosen him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that already is speaking volumes about who we are.
Amen.
And what we are.
Yes.
And he's saying good things about us.
Yes.
That we chose him. I kind of fast forwarded and got ahead of myself a whole lot right then. But it won't hurt you to be thinking about it between now and when we get to it. And then I'm serious, and it'll register better when we do. 14:21. He that has my commandments and keeps them, He it is that loves me. And he that loves me, if any man love God, the same is known of him. Here's another way of saying it. He that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. To everybody? No. Does everybody love him? Does everybody do what he tells them to do? No. Then he's not revealing himself to everybody. Isaiah 45:15, I believe it is, says, "You are a God who hides yourself." Really? You're a God who does what? Young's literal says, "You are a God hiding yourself." If God is real, and who this Bible says he is, and the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything, he could stick his face in the sky and say, "Hey!" And within the next 2 hours, there wouldn't be a human being on earth that didn't believe in God. Somebody says, "Why wouldn't he do it?" He has chosen not to do it. He is specifically not showing himself to everybody. During this segment of, there's coming a time when this whole thing's going to be done. This earth and this atmosphere is going to melt with fervent heat, and God's created a new heaven and a new earth where there is no curse. We've never been in a place like that. No curse. You can run through the jungle and not even get a briar in your foot. You can grab hold of a lion and not get bit. We've never been in a place like that. No curse. It'll never be even a couple of degrees too hot or too cold. No earthquakes, no tornadoes, no tsunamis. We've never been in a place like that. We're going to be. I said, we're going to be. You know who's going to be? Them that love him. Woo. The ones that don't love him is going to be somewhere else. Not there. I'm quoting scripture. Them that love him. And here's the thing. God won't make anybody love him. And you can't make anybody love him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.